Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Thank you so much to everyone who supported Tell Us Something during our annual fundraiser. Our participation in Missoula Gives this year was a resounding success thanks to your love and generous donations. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Thanks for helping us on the path towards sustainability. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the theme for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates for you. A new page opens. Complete the form there, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on March 21st, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 8 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Don't Look Back. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Colin Hickey and is titled Rolling the Dice. Thanks for listening.
One night in the summer of 2000, after failing to perform sexually, I decided to stop wearing underwear. Now, at the time, I had convinced myself that the underwear was holding me back. It was slowing me down. Later, I would look back at this and realize that it was probably the 18-pack of Old Milwaukee that I drank that night that was at fault. But I decided to go full commando, and I did for 5 years until a series of unfortunate events brought me back to the land of underwear. So fast forward 5 years, I'm living in Missoula, Montana, and I'm the lead singer of a rock and roll band called the International Playboys. No, I don't deserve that. The International Playboys were a very fun rock and roll band, and we toured a lot. And touring in a rock and roll band does a lot of things to you. On an average day, you wake up on a floor somewhere. You go and find a greasy spoon where you eat a chicken fried steak. You jump on a van. You drive 8 hours. At some point, you stop for gas, eat a gas station sandwich. You get to the bar. You eat their greasy food or a greasy food somewhere near there. You drink a lot of beer and a lot of whiskey, and you do that every day for 30 days. You can imagine what this does to your insides. Pooping your pants on tour was not uncommon. It was so common, in fact, that we called farting rolling the dice. Because sometimes you got craps. Another thing about tour is showers don't happen often. Washing your clothes is a luxury. Well, when you don't wear underwear and you have 2 pairs of pants for 30 days, you had to sleep in those pants because you're at some stranger's house, and if in the middle of the night I have to wake up and go to the bathroom, well, I want to be clothed because that would be horrible. So I would sleep in the pants. So I'm in a van all day. I get real sweaty on stage and I'm wearing pretty much pant underwear. So you can imagine the smell that would come from your pants. And I'm not going to like sugarcoat it. It's like just dirty balls and buttholes. So that's strike one for no underwear. So we're 2 weeks into a tour. We're in San Marcos, Texas, which was one of our most favorite places to play. They actually had the International Playboy CD on the jukebox, which is pretty fucking cool. we play the show, we go back to the house that we're going to stay at that night, and this is the after party, and I find myself in the backyard to smoke a cigarette, and I see this amazing, comfortable couch in the backyard, and I'm like, well, you know, couches are great. I'm going to sit down on this couch and drink a beer. So I'm back there drinking a beer on this couch for about 10, 15 minutes when one of the guys that lives there walks outside and he says, whoa, 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 don't sit on that couch. It's infested with chiggers. So I jump up. First of all, I'm like, what? Why the fuck do you have a chigger-infested couch in your backyard at a party? So I jump up and I'm just trying to get these invisible mites off my pants. And then I just kind of forget about it and I get drunk. The night goes on. Next morning I wake up and there was a couple red marks, but only a couple. I didn't really put too much thought into it. I kind of forgot about the chiggers. Well, the next night after that, we're waking up in Dallas, Texas, and I wake up and I have hundreds and hundreds of tiny red bites. Mostly on my junk. So, that sucks. And I think, what do I do? I can't go wash my both pairs of pants because I can't stand in the laundromat with no pants. So I decide to go to the Goodwill and buy two new pairs of pants and throw away my chigger-infested pants. So I go to the Goodwill, I find two awesome pairs of pants, a pair of black slacks, and the most amazing pair of maroon pants that I'll ever have. They were great. I put on the black ones, and I get some cortisone, because that's what I figured I should do, and I just rub it all over. So 2 weeks go by, and I wake up in Cleveland, Ohio. We had played the night before. And we need to drive to Detroit that day to play there. So halfway there, we stop at a gas station to get gas and some crappy sandwiches. And I walk in and I'm the money guy, so I pay for the gas and I'm walking back into the van. And as I step into the van, I roll the dice. Craps. So I'm going to say about 80% of you have probably pooped your pants as an adult. It's fine. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. Just know that I know. When you poop your pants and you have underwear on, it's going to catch that poop. There's not much to worry about. Well, as you know, I wasn't wearing underwear. So I'm in the back seat of the van, and I'm like, shit. I gotta get to the bathroom. I don't want to tell the guys, because I would never live that down. So I grab my bag, and I say, hey, I gotta run to the bathroom real quick. And then I'm like, well, how do I get up and get to the bathroom without spreading the mess? So I clench my butt cheeks, and I kind of pull up the crotch of my pants like this. And I make it to the bathroom, and no one even notices me, which is shocking. I make it to the bathroom. It didn't work. I threw away those pants. I threw away my socks, and I had to clean out the inside of my cowboy boots. So I grabbed that pair of maroon pants, and I put them on. It was like 20 minutes to clean up. Walked back out to the van, and as I'm walking to the van, I put my hand in my pocket, as you would do, and I feel something, and I'm like, what is that? And I pull out a wad of money. A wad. It was $13. But $13 on tour, that is like a night of drinking. Well, it's like four beers. It's get you started. And then also with the $13 was a receipt from Taco Bell from 1996. And the change was $13. And I was like, holy shit, these are magical pants. So later that night, we made it to Detroit. I ended up breaking my leg in a snowstorm, walking to a White Castle. Completely different story, but I could tell it another time. We finished the tour, and I got back, and I said, I need to write a pros and cons list of wearing underwear. I need to rethink this. So, pros, $13. That's cool. New maroon pants that I loved for like 5 years. Cons, really stinky pants. No protection from chiggers. And no defense for when you poop your pants. So, needless to say, that day, I went out and bought myself some brand new pair of boxer briefs, and I've never looked back. Thank you.
Thanks, Colin. Colin Hickey is the Executive Vice President at VidCon and co-founder and Chief Operating Officer at HB Enterprises Incorporated, a business that comprises services including MissoulaEvents.net, BozemanEvents.net, BoiseEvents.net, and FlatheadEvents.net. He studied stuff at University of Wyoming and lasted 2 years before becoming a rock and roller. Thanks again to everyone who supported Tell Us Something during the Missoula Gives fundraiser. We appreciate your love, and your gift will allow us to continue making Tell Us Something happen in Missoula and across Montana. Thank you. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. Missoula Community Foundation. org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com. The number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store. Supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, the Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates 4 radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at enlightenlab.com. That's ENLYTENLAB.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana, that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Angela Miller, Travis Doria, Sam Martinich, George DiGiorgio, me, Mark Moss, Brad Cederberg, Bob Zimmerino, and Colin Hickey. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. The next Tell Us Something event is June 20th at the Wilma in Missoula. The theme is On the Road, and we are still seeking storytelling pitches. Sign up to share your story at tellussomething.org.